The amended regulations on new generation capacity were gazetted by the Minerals, Resources and Energy Minister Gwede Mantashe last week, enabling South African municipalities in good standing to develop their own power generation projects, of course giving effect to the President's commitment he made in February at the State of the Nation address. Kadri Nasip is the Executive Director for Energy and Climate Change with the City of Cape Town. Joins me on the line now. Kadri, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Good morning to your listeners.
I imagine this is welcome news to the City of Cape Town.
Well, I think that's probably with cautious optimism. I think that we've reached those regulations. In fact, the city is still studying the contents of the gazetted regulations, and I think the mayor will probably issue a statement later today in respect of our response. But let's say that it's a step in the right direction.
Because the City of Cape Town, of course, has been asking and demanding this, in fact, for quite some time. You've taken the department to court.
Well, exactly. I mean, we've been asking for this since 2015, in fact, looking at our own integrated development plan and the need for us to diversify our energy suppliers. We've looked to the ministry to support us in that regard by allowing us to purchase power from independent sources. So these regulations, in fact, do take us a step forward, but of course there are still many questions that need to be answered in respect of the process.
What sort of questions come up almost immediately for you, Kadri?
Well, some of them relate to, for example, the need for a feasibility study. There's no indication at this stage of how long that process can take. There's a need for additional information. We don't know how long that will take in terms of resolving. And then there's the issue of a determination which must be issued in respect of the integrated resource plan. So any new capacity must therefore be approved by the minister subject to that determination. So that gives us no clear guidelines in respect of timelines at this particular point. There are other questions, of course, that relate to the need for public-private partnerships. Those are now included in the regulations to be considered as part of our application. And then the big question for me, of course, is the notion of financial standing. What actually constitutes good financial standing for a municipality? What are the indicators, in particular, regarding things like debt coverage, the ability to meet your long-term debt, as well as to pay your utility bill, which has been one of the problems we've had with municipalities in South Africa?
I do know, Kadri, that the independent power producers have been literally waiting on the sides and going, we're ready. We're ready to start producing electricity and making it available to those who want to purchase it, including Eskom. How much electricity is waiting for the City of Cape Town to consume from the independent power producers should you be given the go-ahead tomorrow and you are able to get all the answers to the questions you've just highlighted from the department?
Well, I think it's probably a question of how long the piece of string, because in our meetings with independent power producers, they've given us assurances that anything from 4 to 5 gigawatts of power, which is roughly equivalent to an Eskom coal-fired station, can be brought online within a relatively short period of time. But I think one also needs to be aware of administrative processes within the municipal environment that will probably see us taking anything from maybe 2 years to another year just to get the procurement process issues resolved. So I would say tentatively that it'll only be within the next 4 to 5 years that you're actually going to see new power on the grid. And that's probably a conservative estimate, but something that the industry could work off.
What happens in the meantime? Because one of the reasons why the City of Cape Town, for example, has been pushing for this is the impact of load shedding on the economy. We and no other municipality, I imagine, can afford to often go for hours and days without any electricity. What happens in the interim of the next 5 years in securing and ensuring that there is a regular supply of electricity to the City of Cape Town and its businesses?
Well, I think a few things are being done at present and more will be done. So what's being done at present is we're using the Steenbras pump storage plant, and that's been used quite effectively to avoid at least one or, in fact, 2 stages of load shedding. So when the plant's available, it's been very effective in helping us to avoid the impact of load shedding. The other issues, such as curtailment, which means industry is asked to cut back rather than to stop producing. So we actually invite them to enter into an agreement with us where they do cut back their production somewhat. It does help us to reduce demand on our side. We are looking at new load management strategies that will probably reach households as well. And it will be along the lines of being able to shift load from geysers in particular. But if we're able to remove about 60 megawatts of load off the system, it's equivalent to 1 stage of load shedding. So that gives you another instrument by which we can manage demand better. Going forward, the city will also invest in its own generation capacity, albeit on a much smaller scale. We're currently looking at the feasibility of perhaps four small-scale solar plants, and those will probably be in the order of about 7 to 10 megawatts each. So very small, but they will make a contribution at the end of the day towards some level of sustainability. So
and would this be a public-private partnership, for example, or will the city wholly own and manage those solar power plants that you are studying feasibility of right now?
So the first of those plants will be city-owned. That has been budgeted for already within the current budget for this coming year. Thereafter, it's a question of what the best financial model will be for the city. That could include a triple P, depending on how long, of course, it takes to register one going forward.
And then a parting question from me, Kadri. I'm not sure where in the court process the City of Cape Town is in the matter they brought against the Ministry of Mineral Resources and Energy. What happens to that court case now?
Well, the judge asked us to go back and engage further with both the minister and the regulator. And in fact, the mayor has written to the minister asking for that engagement, and we're waiting for the minister's response in respect of that. I would anticipate that engagement will continue because there are issues which need to be resolved. For example, what is the significance of the municipality's own mini IRP in relation to the larger national IRP? It has to be a subset, but there has to be space given within the national IRP for the needs of municipalities, and those have to be encapsulated within the national IRP. Of course, along the way comes the request for clarification on timelines. So when a city puts in a request, an application, what is the maximum agreed time frame to get a response from the ministry in respect of allowing for that? Bearing in mind that we make a commitment to the public, that's contained in the integrated development plan, and the question then is how quickly can the ministry respond to the needs that we have to support as well.
All right, Kadri, thank you very much indeed for your time and your insights this morning. Kadri Nasip is the Executive Director for Energy and Climate Change at the City of Cape Town.